Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
From the email, we had turkeys growing up, mean as hell, chickens, goats, cows, peacocks, geese, ducks, and others. Best sex of my life. What Tyler says about farm kids and farm animals is 100% correct. Use my name, signed my coworker Steve. I never see. Yeah, so I guess 80-90%. I think farm kids have sex with animals right away. So my coworker used my
so
name.
So that's what Steve says.
Use my name, my coworker Steve.
That's great.
Petey's here. Yo, good morning.
Well, let me bring things down with don't say my name.
Oh, damn.
Long time listener. Love your show. I've been dealing with depression for several years. There have been days better than others, including multiple days where I have considered and even planned out how I would take my life.
Oh,
the thing
Jesus.
Is, it's not that hard to keep it hidden from the rest of the world.
I'm sure it's not.
You just do the day-by-day routine. No one notices, and unfortunately, it can get to the point you fool yourself into thinking it's normal. The problem is sometimes people are depressed. Sometimes they don't know they're depressed. It can manifest itself in a variety of ways, from just feeling down and having a bad day for several days to not even wanting to get out of bed or do anything.
That sucks.
So a lot of people have been there.
Yeah. And you hear about kids, too, that think that today's the worst day of their life because something stupid happened in school. And you got to really feel for those guys because it gets better. All right.
Yeah.
High school is not the best time of your life.
Not for a lot of people. No, it's not. It shouldn't be for anybody for that matter. It can be a good time, but it doesn't be the
life
best
gets
time.
Better after high school.
Shouldn't be the defining time.
No, it shouldn't be the defining time, right.
I feel badly for people who peak in high school.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't, because those are the ones that picked on me.
He's got a point.
No, the briefcase made people pick on you. That was it. Don't wear a briefcase. Nobody would have picked on you.
By guys who were peaking in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the same thing if you carry a trumpet case. Briefcase, trumpet case. It'll all get you picked on.
Saxophone case.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case at my school.
I didn't pick
on people.
Of course,
we were progressive.
Yeah.
In Arkansas.
Yeah, you went to a city school, though, too. So.
Yeah, we were progressive at the Arkansas public school I went to.
Except for the separate proms, you were progressive, right?
Except for that.
That whole segregation thing.
That whole segregation thing, you're pretty progressive after
that. But to be fair, one of them wasn't called a prom. So they weren't separate.
One was black guys.
It was the debutante ball all that the white people did not go to.
All right. could a black guy bring a white girl to it?
I don't know that.
Even at your age?
That was before.
Yeah.
That was it was not as prevalent.
Yeah, sans the segregation.
Do you still have the separate fountains too?
No, we didn't.
And Craig was on the drum line. And that's always been cool.
Well, in a minority school, it probably was pretty cool. Because the band probably
I wasn't
rocked.
In the drum line. But
I know, you're in the horn line, right?
Yes.
You're in the line for the horn.
Yes.
All right.
No, that's right.
You know.
You do know that's right.
You got a picture of you in your band outfit?
Nope.
Yes, you do. That's why
no,
you
I actually
that.
Don't.
Somebody
I,
had. Does
not that I'm
your
aware
dad?
Of. I sincerely doubt it.
Oh, man, it's got to be in a box somewhere at his house.
Oh, we were all planning to go,
I would
go
pay
see your
money.
Sister today. We'll ask her.
I would pay money to
do that.
To see you in a band outfit.
With the hi-hat?
Yes, the hi-hat
from
that period of time.
Looking like the Sergeant Pepper outfit.
Yeah.
Big Q-tip
Our
hat.
School did not have the budget for that.
Yeah, no uniforms. That's
so
weird.
The only time I recall marching was in the, they would have a parade around homecoming. And we'd march down the streets.
But you didn't have band uniforms, really?
But there, no,
I like
no,
a good
no,
band
No uniforms.
March.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just the clothes on your back. You choose your uniform.
You won because those band uniforms sucked.
They look good.
They sucked. They were hot as hell.
I'm sure they looked hot, but it made the band look better on the video with a big band.
Most of them made out of wool.
Yes. Yeah. Head to toe, wool. Those stupid hats.
Did you have a feather plume?
No, we didn't have plumes. We had the little slot on the hat for the plume. No, we just didn't have
the plume.
Didn't wear the plume?
Uh-huh.
No. Apparently that's where the budget ran out. We ain't got plume money.
Got
sorry,
no
kids.
Feathers.
You couldn't go out to your farm and pluck one off a chicken?
Didn't live on a farm. No chickens.
Puss has a bunch of chicken feathers he's going to hand out ahead of time. Best sex of his life. Signed, co-worker Steve.
That's good. Who's older, the lead singer for Third Eye Blind or the lead singer for Three Doors Down?
You know, that's funny. That's funny because if I gun to head, I don't know the first names. I probably knew the first name of the Third Eye Blind guy for a while.
Steven something.
I don't know.
Steven Jenkins, very good.
I had no idea.
That's the Third Eye Blind lead singer.
And Three Doors Down is Brad Arnold.
Very
is
good.
Oh, geez.
Well, that is great. Very good.
Puss used to jock when
when Three Doors Down broke, I was jocking. Yeah. So, you know.
Don't know. Don't care, but I'll say the Third Eye Blind guy's older.
Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that, too.
You know, you guys are amazing. He's 54, and Brad Arnold is 40.
Yeah, I don't think the Third Eye Blind guy was a kid when that band started hitting either.
No.
So he was probably in his 30s.
90,
yeah.
That was 94.
Mid-90s.
Yeah, so the Third Eye Blind dude is 54.
All right.
Three Doors Down dude is 40.
Got it.
And when they hit? I think they were fairly young when they
2000.
Hit.
2000.
Yeah.
2000 was their first album.
So that was the largest spread that we've had.
And once again, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
We still had to guess because
anonymous guy and anonymous guy.
Yeah.
Who's older?
Well, just the fact that one broke 5 or 6 years before the other one,
play
the odds.
And I remember the videos. The Third Eye Blind guy wasn't a kid in those videos. He looked like he was in his 30s. So
some bands break later than others.
I don't mind either of those. We saw Three Doors Down once. They rocked. They were great. But you know, the band we always make fun of, and rightly so, is Nickelback. And I saw Loudwire, their Twitter thing. They rank albums of any band. They'll say the top five, all the Iron Maiden albums ranked. And you click on, sometimes it's interesting, Motley Crue albums ranked. You know, whatever band had a bunch of albums. And this one says, "Hey, we tried." It leads up and says, "Hey, we tried. Nickelback albums ranked." Mm-hmm. So they preface it. They preface it by saying, "Hey, we tried. Here they are." And I've never seen that because they take even the bands you don't care about. They actually take it seriously in these articles about the best, you know, the best Mastodon albums ever made, and they rank them and they talk about them seriously. But they still made fun of Nickelback. Those poor bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're rich. They don't care.
I saw Nickelback mentioned in, there's another meme going around there that I particularly hate.
Oh, Jesus.
Should I get into that first?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let me get into this one first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because then Nickelback comes up later in the comment section.
Got it.
But it's one of those that says, "I've needed a doctor. I've needed a teacher.
Oh, my God.
I've needed a dentist.
Oh, God.
But I never needed a professional athlete, a Hollywood movie star, or a media personality."
Yes, you do.
Well, let's go on and list all the other things you don't need.
Right.
You don't need a car.
Nope.
You don't need a 2,000-square-foot house. You don't need a microwave.
Right.
You don't need a lot of things.
Right.
You need food, shelter, water. That's about it.
That's it.
So I'm sick of that one.
God.
And you need media personalities.
That is true.
Let me tell you.
Yes, you do.
You don't think you do, but you do.
Because you ain't going to read.
So,
<That's true. laughs>
some guy posts that meme, and three comments in.
What were they?
Some chick just goes, I saw a Nickelback at Cheyenne Frontier Days.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just found it amusing. Here's a guy who doesn't need entertainment, and she mentions, I saw Nickelback at Cheyenne Frontier Days.
That was entertaining,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I wanted to get on there. It was one of those. I typed it in, and then I deleted it. Well, you need Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ton of
don't
things you don't need. But
stupid.
You don't need college football.
Yeah,
we don't need everything sports.
Else.
Well,
but
I,
like I
need
them.
Some NFL.
Yeah, but yeah.
To live. Yeah.
To live.
Yeah.
I need them.
I'm saying.
I need them just as a distraction.
Yeah.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
There's nothing you really need. There's very few things that you truly need if you want to break that down. It's just everything's a nice little respite or distraction.
Yeah, water and my cell phone so I can play Candy Crush.
Yeah. You don't need it, but it just makes life a little more tolerable.
Or livable.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need garlic pepper, but I like to put it on my food. I need food.
We don't need Facebook either. That's the problem. And apparently with our show, we do. That's the problem because our show, we do.
That should be the meme that's floating around.
I don't need
Facebook.
People are idiots.
Post that on your Facebook page.
No, I will. I'll comment when I see
people do that.
I think so.
When I see that meme come up again, I will.
Well, I've seen people.
I'll post a comment.
I've seen people go on rants about how everybody needs to put down their phones and live in the now, and we're so reliant on technology, and it's a Facebook post.
Right, right.
Like, hello.
That makes no sense.
Do you realize the irony here?
Nope,
they don't.
Well, how else are people going to see it? You got to put it where people can see it.
And then comment back and forth 86 times and chew up all your time instead of paying attention to the people around you.
A Tennessee high school athletic director had to be placed on administrative leave. Jared Hensley is the assistant principal and athletic director at Soddy Daisy High School near Chattanooga.
This is the audio. You're explaining this audio, but I don't understand.
He made a video announcement to inform students that there would be a ban on wearing athletic shorts.
Now, all the kids in my kids' schools, they all wear shorts. All the boys wear shorts all the time. Pick up my rider at school every day, and most of them walk out with athletic shorts.
Doesn't matter if it's 10 below.
You know, yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah,
that's true. They might allow for a sweatshirt, but they got the shorts on, right?
Jared Hensley said that he is informing students that there's a ban on wearing athletic shorts.
To school.
To school.
Got it.
And this is how he told them.
We need to make sure athletic shorts, and I know, boys, you're thinking, you know, I don't understand why it's not fair. Athletic shorts go past your knees. I didn't make the rules. Well, I kind of did, but that's the rules. So that's just what we're going to stick to, and that doesn't mean that you can wear athletic shorts. So everybody who's going, well, I got a detention for athletic shorts, that's what you're going to get. And if you don't serve it, you're going to do a Saturday school. So just don't wear them. And if you really want someone to blame, blame the girls, because they pretty much ruin everything. They ruin the dress code.
What?
They ruin, ask Adam. Look at Eve.
Look at Adam.
It's really all you really get to get to, okay? You can really go back to the beginning of time. So
I love the show.
You'll be like that the rest of your life. Get used to it. Just keep your mouth shut. Suck it up. Follow the rules. All right? Speaking of girls and boys, PDA.
Oh, this is different.
We're going to need to limit
that. Is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an idiot. The girls ruined everything.
And this was a pre-recorded announcement?
Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Somebody else probably saw this
maybe
and went,
not. Yeah, maybe
he may
not.
Have
school.
Done this
maybe
by
not.
Himself. He could have just put the...
Press record.
Hit play.
Well, we probably listened back to it and said, yeah, that's spot on.
Man, I nailed that.
Good job. The
girls ruined everything.
Got some Bible in there.
Yeah.
Little Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Now, I'll agree that girls ruin a lot of things.
But, not
most,
everything.
He went most a little
too far. There's a lot of things they make better, too.
Yeah, yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Man. Does he keep his job?
So, no, he is suspended. He's been placed on administrative leave.
And do the kids get to wear the athletic shorts?
No.
No.
Oh, that stayed in place?
Girls still ruin everything.
Girls still blaming the girls.
Girls ruin everything.
Good.
Yeah.
The skirts.
Yeah. I mean, you can think that. Just stop putting it on social media.
I still don't understand the...
stop publishing it.
I didn't understand the correlation why you thought the boys aren't allowed to wear shorts, but... Because girls wear skirts.
Is it because girls' athletic shorts are way shorter?
That's probably why.
So they have to ban it across the board for girls and
thank
boys?
Thank you for wearing the shorts, ladies.
Right. Yeah. Because they're distracting the boys.
God.
In their shorts.
Yay, Tennessee.
Don't teach the boys not to objectify the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Just change the dress code.
Yeah. Well, there's that there's that meme, not a meme, excuse me, there's that written in the hallway in that school in Alabama somewhere. I think it was Alabama or Georgia.
Texas,
maybe.
I think.
Yeah, Texas said, ladies be ladies and the men will be gentlemen.
If you act like a lady, he'll act like a gentleman.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So don't be a whore. Basically.
Yeah.
Don't be a whore.
Stop asking for it.
Jesus. Well, you know, those people exist. Unfortunately, they do.
Problem with those people is they probably know a woman who has been sexually assaulted, but she's not going to mention anything to them. She's not going to mention that to anybody, because if she did mention that to them, that's exactly what she would hear.
It's in the hallway. It's written in the hallway in that school.
Well, stop dressing like such a slut. Well, you must have been asking for it. What'd you do to entice him?
Get off Facebook.
And that, get off Facebook.
Thanks, Ditka.
Have we talked about this FanDuel thing where this guy...
What's the deal on this?
I saw this yesterday.
The headlines, it looked was way in the weeds. I couldn't get into it, so explain to me quickly, Craig.
Well, let's see here. A New Jersey bookmaker says that they will not honor this bet that, according to the piece of paper, would have paid $82,000. FanDuel says it's holding back because there was an error in the odds-making process. Anthony Prince put down $110 at the sportsbook at Meadowlands Racetrack on Sunday when the Broncos were trailing the Raiders 19-17 late in the fourth quarter.
You can bet in quarters there, right?
Yep. FanDuel says that it tried to update the live betting odds after Denver quarterback Case Keenum completed a pass that put the Broncos on the Raiders' 18-yard line in easy field goal range. The Broncos won. Prince did not. The 750-1 odds that were posted were wrong. Instead of the Denver win turning $110 into more than $82,000, the correct odds would have netted $18.35.
I hate this. I hate that they can do what they want, because it's their fault and they can do what they want. Because the guy's got nothing, right?
How do you mean?
He's got no recourse, right? He's screwed.
Oh, no. He does have recourse. As a matter of fact, they offered to settle with him. They said, hey, we'll give you tickets to any number of ball games. We'll give you a few thousand dollars. We'll give you this, that, and the other thing. Just go ahead and settle it. He said, nope, I want my $82,000.
Good for him, because that's bad pub for that casino, because they make a fortune.
No, but it was obviously
the $82,000.
A mistake. So.
Yeah, it was obviously a mistake. There's a few seconds
don't
there.
Don't take 18 bucks.
There's a few seconds there that where the odds just didn't update as they were shown to him.
But if his ticket says 77, his ticket had to say 750-1, right?
That's what I think, but I'm not sure exactly what his ticket said.
I'm with the dude here.
So am I.
They made the rules. He just played by them.
Right.
You know? If they were throwing up 751 odds,
that's why
he
bet it.
He put the bet down.
That's why he bet it.
Pay the bet.
I'm surprised he's the only one to bet that. You know?
Now, I don't know if he placed the bet thinking it was 750-1 odds or the much lower odds.
He couldn't have been thinking. It couldn't have possibly been. Any gambler who knows his stuff knows that's not a 750-1 situation.
Doesn't mean he knew what he was talking about.
From the way I read the story yesterday, it sounded like that's why he put the money down.
Yeah.
Because he realized that's got to be wrong. Holy hell, let me put some money down.
Yeah. By the way, then settle for give him 10 grand. He'll give him tickets or something. Maybe he'll settle for less money.
It was several tickets. I mean,
to
several ball games. To several ball games.
Sweet tickets to three Giants game was what I
Oh, Giant games. Yesterday. Okay. Is he a Giant fan?
I guess.
Okay.
He lives in Jersey, probably.
See, I think he could get a little more out of them than that.
Yeah.
Since they did screw up. So somewhere between the whatever he was supposed to get and what they're offering.
80-some-odd thousand and $18. Somewhere between that.
Yeah, and
somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah. Get a lawyer. You know,
he has.
Work out a little compromise.
And that takes the rest of the money.
Yeah. You're right. It does.
I'll get one of those lawyers that works on contingency.
Okay. Yeah. It's still a third.
And he can take...
He still takes a third plus expenses.
A couple giant tickets.
Yeah, there's probably no lawyers in the New York area that would pick... Oh, no. There's a thousand zillion lawyers.
That's probably it.
Right, yeah.
So a few days ago, there was cell phone video of a gentleman shaving on New Jersey transit train.
Right at his seat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just sitting there shaving.
Was it electric?
Nope.
Ugh.
No, it was not.
Even electric's gross.
Shaving cream
whiskers,
and a razor?
Those whiskers have to go somewhere.
I would think that would be dangerous.
Yeah.
True.
Indeed, you
but when it wasn't a straight razor.
You should probably
still. Train's a little bumpy.
Did he have a mirror with him? Because you got to. If you don't have a mirror, you're
didn't
gonna,
look like he did.
You're going to miss spots.
It didn't look like he did.
Unless the guy next to him is helping him out.
He wasn't.
Hey, yeah, missed a spot on your cheek there.
They passenger shamed the guy, which they should have. But he's also saying that don't judge. Why is he saying don't judge? They have a job interview or something.
So you have the story there.
That's all I've read.
And so, so that somebody posted video of this guy shaving. Mm-hmm. And when he's done shaving, he basically gets up and says, hey, the bathroom this way. You know, he goes to wash himself off. And so then the debate started. Is it nasty for you to shave in a public place like this?
Yes.
Any
personal hygiene stuff, take it to the bathroom.
You see people clip toenails on planes. I saw somebody do that. And I haven't seen it, but Pastor Shaming is a great Twitter feed. You'll see it's nasty crap.
It's not your living room.
No. Of course, it's horrible, Craig. You don't do that.
Okay.
And this is what, on a subway?
Transit train.
Okay, because I didn't. Subways had.
Are you going to drop some other detail on us and make us feel horrible now?
No, not horrible.
Why is he saying "don't judge me"? Was he going to an interview and he's out of work or something like that? Or
he? Okay, now then. His brother saw this uproar and said, "Oh,
is he special?"
No. And I don't know. He had been in the homeless house. He had been homeless. He'd been at the, had to stay there for several days.
Right.
He hadn't shaved. One brother gave him money to go see the other brother. So he was trying to, shave a little something before he got over to his brother's house.
The story makes a little bit of difference, but it's still something you don't do. But I agree with that.
Where else makes a little different. Yeah, the guy says, hey, just trying to shave here.
Why needs to go in the bathroom and shave on the train?
I can't answer that.
There's enough room.
That wasn't a question to answer.
If you have a bathroom at your disposal, just go do it there. Yeah, fine with it.
Couldn't wait until he got to his brother's house?
No, he wanted to show up looking nice.
Oh, okay. He wanted to be pretty when he got there.
Yes. Yeah, he wanted to be pretty when he got there.
He's not the worst person in the world that's ever been on the plane.
Some people thought he was.
Yeah, I know. That's wrong.
Yeah. But that's kind of the addendum to that story.
The pastor shaming Twitter feed is just is gross. It's people's feet in the air, bare feet.
Cleaning out the toe jam.
It's just gross, stupid stuff.
Clipping
man.
Nails. No. Right. Save your personal hygiene for the bathroom or your destination.
You're cramped in a plane or a train anyway. You don't want to see that crap.
To be fair, a second video showed him after he was done in the restroom coming out, and he's ready to go to Atlantic City, and he's holding his can of beer.
All right.
Homeless are allowed to drink.
Yeah, he'd been staying at a shelter. And he just wanted to look good for his brother. And he's got some medical conditions.
It would be funny, though, if he was shaving and the train was, those commuter trains can be a little bumpy sometimes. And he just slicing his face all to hell.
And he bled out and died.
He bled out.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.